What is up, you guys? Welcome to the season finale of season two. We are so excited to have a very special guest, so make sure you stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Here we go. Your favorite song, come
it's
on. You were
song.
Singing earlier, let's
it's
hear
good.
It.
It's my song.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here. I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. And today we are joined by a bi-coastal fitness professional and celebrity trainer who strives to inspire people to be the best versions of themselves that they can be. Please give a warm welcome to Miss Lacey Stone. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Where can everyone find you on social media?
On Instagram, I'm Lacey Stone Fitness.
Okay.
And on Twitter, it's Lacey Stone Fit.
Okay.
People awesome. Don't know how to spell my name.
Really?
It's with an E.
They just do L-A-C-Y.
L-A-C-E-Y or sometimes I-E.
It's like, come on, guys.
Some people call me Lace and I'm like, you're not close to me.
You're like, well, I'm Lacey. What are you doing? Right, exactly. That's so funny. Okay, well, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm so excited to get you in. We met a long time ago at the Revenge Body cast party, like the season finale wrap-up, which was super fun. And I just knew, I was like, from seeing you on the show, I was like, you have such this big, exciting, warm, loving personality. And I was just like, I've got to get her on the show. So thank you again for coming in.
Thank you for the compliments.
Of course, yes. Okay, let's take it back to the beginning. So, when did you first discover your love for fitness?
Well, it's been a long love affair with fitness. When I was a little girl, I played sports. My father was one of the top athletes in the country.
Wow.
My mom is a very good tennis player. My sister is also a very good basketball player. So I watched it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be the best you can be in athletics, you have to work out and you have to get strong. And this, you know, at a high level, everyone is the same talent, the same skills, but the ones that can last are the ones with stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fitness. So this is a long explanation. I'm going to try to make it short because I'm very in love with fitness.
Yes.
So basically when I was in college, I played basketball in college, Division I college basketball, and I wasn't getting in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on the bench and I decided that I was going to stay after and lift weights and get faster because I was like the slowest person on the team. And through consistent effort, I became the fastest person.
Wow.
And I just saw like anyone with can work hard and change their whole life through fitness because it changed mine. And I love it. Like if you work out with me, people are like, how is this fun?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's because like I get the entertainment side of it, like the music and the like silliness.
Yeah.
But I also get how to make people stronger. And when you watch someone not like it, like you see they don't, like you said earlier, like
right.
you weren't really into, and you see their eyes change and you see that they start to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the greatest gift.
Definitely.
So that's my story.
That is amazing. Yeah. Because I told you earlier, I have always been like skinny, but I had never really cared to work out. So I would just be like, I'm one of those people who when I go to the pool, I don't like to like take my shirt off. I just like to, you know, just be clothed and live my life.
Yeah.
But I noticed as, you know, as I got older and my metabolism slowed down a little bit, I was like, okay, I could see that I was packing on like a little bit of weight, not like crazy, but enough to make me a lot more uncomfortable with my body. And so at a certain point, I just decided I need to either do this all or nothing. And yeah, I'd never really liked working out. And so when I first started again and I was excited about it, yeah, people even told me, like, when we were working out, like, they saw my eyes, like, wow, like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? And, like, why are you eating a salad afterwards? Like, what is, you know, what's with your protein shakes? Like, you usually like going to McDonald's. And, like, people look at me now and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm great. Like, I feel so good. But it's just taking that leap of faith and determination, which is what somehow, weirdly enough, holds people back. A lot of people don't, they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think is the main cause for that? Why do you think people are so scared to take that first step?
I think it's a life change. It's a life change. Like you said, you had been doing things for a certain period of time. Fitness is very connected to your personal and professional life.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Okay, are you going through a breakup? Are you an actor? Did you do theater when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
So that was your passion, not sports. That's what you know, right?
Right.
I know sports, theater, whatever. You are who you are. So when you start to do something different, people start to go, why are you doing that? Like, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to fight against your life in order to to be consistent and get the results that you're looking for. And your body, like when things are hard, you naturally want to go to the easier thing. Like that's the way the humans are. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it is to be, that's human nature. So in order to get out of your comfort zone and get into fitness, it's a little scary, which is why I do what I do. Because I want you to come into my family is right. What I call it. Once you work out with me and you're on my team and I know your name, you're coming home.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feel safe. And then my workouts are designed for beginners, intermediate, and advanced people. So it doesn't matter what fitness level you are, you belong on my team. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that you find something that you like. I hate running.
Really?
Hate it. Hate it. If I just running was the only thing, I wouldn't be fit because I don't like it.
Right.
And hate is a strong word that I don't use. I hate running.
Wow.
So I love spinning. So that's what I do. And it works for me. You know, some people hate spinning. So try dance, try boxing. There's 1,000 different things you can do. And I'm going to tell you one other thing that people don't realize. Have you ever had like a teacher in your life that was amazing, like a acting coach or like a teacher at school?
Yes.
Have you ever had one that was terrible and made you feel terrible?
Yes.
Okay. Same with the fitness trainer. Not all trainers are created equal. It's like dating.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk away feeling like they made me feel good, I want to go back. I want another date. That's the right trainer.
Right.
If they make you feel crappy and you don't want to go back, you're going to the wrong teacher.
I definitely agree with that.
So find the right workout and the right leader.
Yeah. Some people, it works for them. I personally would never be able to do this, but they get trainers who like yell at them or like kind of, I guess, like belittle them a little bit, which is crazy for me because I would never feel comfortable in that situation. Some people, that really drives them to get going. But for me, I would need someone like you who is uplifting and positive and excited to help you. And if you are having a hard time, you know, you're right there to be like, you got this. But you're not saying it in a demeaning way. Like, what are you doing? Why are you slacking off? You know what I mean? Like, you're only there as a positive reinforcement. And I think for a lot of people, that works for them because they're used to seeing people kind of being all angry or loud. And, you know, and you're just more like right there to help them get back on track, which is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I try to get... Thank you.
Yeah.
I just try to get to know the person and what they need. And what inspires them. So a lot of people have gone through a lot of pain in their life. Everyone has had someone in their life tell them that they're not good enough. Someone, when you get to like at least, I don't know, 20, mid-20s, 30s, something traumatic has happened to you.
Right.
And it's either going to make or break your life. You're going to either live in the pain of it or you're going to use that pain and turn it to power.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to know what that thing is. And then every time they start to fall back, I'm like, are you going to let that thing that's stopping you stop you from being the hero you were meant to be on this planet?
Mm-hmm.
Because every person is meant to be a star in their life. And I think some people just sit and wait for their life to happen. Like someone's going to tell them that they're okay. No one's coming.
Right. Nobody's coming, guys. You got to do this for yourself. It's like there's
no
not.
No one's coming.
Yeah, there's not like some magical being like the Tooth Fairy who's just going to come and like save you or anything.
Save yourself, baby.
But okay, so what I also want to talk about is, I haven't really talked about this on air yet, but for the past 6 weeks, I've really been eating right and working out, which is really awesome. And it makes me feel, you know, empowered. And even though I'm not where I want to be yet, it makes me feel excited and confident, which is really fun. But for you, was there ever a point where you were doing a lot of the fitness side, but you weren't necessarily eating right? Or was that always something that you have done?
I'm from Wisconsin. I like cheese.
Yes.
I like ice cream. I like hamburgers. I like pizza. I like peanut butter. I like butter. I like hot dogs.
Yeah.
I like it all.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I had a really hard time with the food. The fitness thing I can do forever. I think it's like what people, some people can do one thing or the other, the food or the workouts, but it has to be both.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, in fitness, there was this big change from you being knowledgeable to you being an Instagram star or you being a model, and all of a sudden you're the top expert in fitness. Mm-hmm. And I was like, to my publicist, I was like, what is happening? Like, why? And I looked at her and I was like, she didn't say anything, but I was like, I need to look like a model. Like, I need to lose weight and I need to compete with these girls. And if they can do it, so can I. So I put myself on a food program, perfectly portioned along with the workouts. And it was so empowering because I didn't think I could ever do it.
Yeah.
The way that I wanted to. And because I was able to do it, it inspired me to create a program called 8 Weeks to Change to help other people do it. Because it just takes persistence and determination and focus in about 8 weeks to change a pattern.
Yeah.
So the food was hard. That's long, the longer answer.
No, but that's it's a hard thing to
do. It is hard. Yeah. It is hard. And it, you know what's hard? You want to know what the hardest thing is, which is funny, that people don't get? It's like the process of getting it is actually like interesting. Maintaining it is actually the hardest part because
exactly
it's forever, this eating healthy thing.
I know, because it's not like you can just do it for a little while and like get to look like the way you want to look like and then just let it go, because it's your body is going to go back to the way it was.
That's what people don't get. It's like they want it all, but then when they get it, they realize, oh,
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And it's so funny because like I want to say like I want to say like a year ago I tried it and I did like 3 or 4 weeks of working out every day, but I did not eat right. So it was just, I live by myself, so it's like constant fast food is what it used to be. And so
that's
not good.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's just, you know, it's a guy.
Yeah.
It's a cute guy.
And so I was like, okay, I need to fix that. So this is why I've stuck with it so long this time, is because I have incorporated the food aspect. But another thing that a lot of people don't realize is sometimes they think, oh, well, I'm going to eat small portions of healthy foods, but then they almost end up starving themselves because they think, if I eat less, I'm going to lose more. And I even went through that like the first like 2 or 3 weeks, I was not eating enough. And I realized I'm only having like half of the calories that I'm supposed to have a day. And that can get unhealthy too, because that is not giving your body what it needs to
perform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there like an app or anything that you use to like help count your calories or make sure that you're getting enough? I mean, you are, I'm sure, a pro at it now, but for people who don't know.
I think that you can use apps. I find that when you get really caught up in like weighing your food and the numbers, it's not healthy. So I think that, like I said, you know, find someone that knows how to do it. Like have a one-on-one, like with you, find a workout. I want you to do this forever. So find a trainer and a workout that works for you. Find a nutritionist that can help you just for a little bit. You know, if you don't know how to eat, have an expert help you.
Right.
Okay. And it's really quite simple once you get it. It's just, there's a certain container, portion sizes. I have, you know, it's like, I don't know if you're listening to me on the radio, but it's like not very large. It's like, I don't know exactly what it's like, 2.5 inches by like 12 inches probably.
That's like the box. Portion per.
And then you put a palm of your hand protein in there. You put like a fourth of a cup carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And then all vegetables. And you eat that 4 times per day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
4 times per day?
4 of those little things.
Wow.
That's it. It's not counting calories. It's just salmon. It's steak. It's chicken. It's all those things. Palm of your hand. Vegetables. You can put a little fat on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like hummus or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the thing that's hard for me. I think I've been just doing a bunch of grilled chicken. And like,
oof.
I'm like really getting tired of grilled chicken. My mom, I was talking to her. She's like, you need to figure something out to like, you know, if you have to have a little bit of red meat to help you keep going, like do that. Cause I don't want to like just eat grilled chicken until the day I die and then just get burnt out to where I just forget about it.
There is an app because people want something to help them. It's called MyFitnessPal. And it's a great app.
Okay.
I think that that's one of the most popular fitness apps out there. If you're looking for an app.
But just don't like, I guess necessarily count too much, because then you can almost become like, even if you're eating something healthy, like, oh, well, that's got this much of this in it and that, and then you get all caught up in it. And sometimes
people get all caught up in it being losing weight, and it has to be about the feeling and being healthy. Otherwise, you're not gonna, if you don't have motivation behind it that's like pure, it's not gonna happen.
Right.
If it's all about how you look on the outside, it's not gonna happen. Or I know plenty of, I call it sexy body without a happy heart is worthless. I know a lot of people that look real good on the outside and they're miserable.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
Definitely. Okay. I feel like going into this, I obviously want to change the way I look on the outside, but I've gotten so much more out of it from the inside, which is really cool. Because after you work out, you feel so empowered and excited that you're doing something. And
good.
And so that's something that I definitely have learned that I love. It's like the change on the inside is almost more rewarding right now for me than the outside. But
yes.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. So, okay. So for someone who's, I'm going to go like two different scenarios. So sure. For someone who's wanting to actually lose quite a bit of weight, what techniques are the best for someone who's trying to lose a lot more weight? So like obviously toning the muscles as well, but more focused on losing some of the weight first.
Yeah. I mean, don't look at it. Look at it as like a journey, not like an, like a, like I'm going to lose this weight in X amount of time. Like it takes everyone different amount of time to lose weight. Some people lose it quickly. Some people lose it in like, be patient with it. Mm-hmm. Like people are like, it's not coming off fast enough. It's like, it will come off if you keep doing the right thing.
Right.
I think that you have to be strategic and set up a strategy as to how you're going to do it. Like, you have to figure out your week and you have to do, you have to be like, okay, I have a business meeting. I have this thing that's stressful. I'm going to work out, you know, three in the beginning. How many days did you work out? It's different for everyone. That's why I'm not trying to give you like a sugar-coated right. thing. Like it works in 12 weeks, 15 times.
Yeah.
It's not true. I'm just selling something.
Right.
Which I'm trying to sell the truth.
Right.
Okay. So it's like, okay, you've never worked out before. Then do it 2 times per week. If you start to like it and you're okay, do 3. If you're still doing okay, slowly progress to 4. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I want you to stay in it. And then you can't run before you can walk. So if you're larger, you have to just walk 16,000 steps, get a Fitbit, rock it out.
Yeah.
Like just get into walking. That'll knock it off. You'd be surprised because you have your, stress. If you work out really hard and it's stressful on your body and you're overweight, mm-hmm. it's hard on your joints and it actually creates cortisol, which is a stress hormone, which makes it difficult to lose weight.
Mm.
So you actually want to do, like in my spin classes at Flywheel, I have people go really fast because that increases your endorphins
yeah.
and dopamine, which is actually a drug your body produces through effort. So you get addicted to it, and dopamine and endorphins, they're like the magic drug. Like yeah. they can't measure it. It's like the magic inside you.
Uh-huh.
So if you get that and you start to get addicted to that, then you're going to lose the weight. So walk, and then I'd recommend doing spin because it's a dark room and there's no impact and it's safe.
Yeah.
And you're not moving. You're in one position.
I think that's definitely something I would want to try because right now I'm doing, yeah. Like I started doing a lot of running, which honestly,
oof.
Like, it, you know, it works. It's awesome. But then at a certain point, like, I don't want to just run because then you can also lose muscle as well.
Oh, cardio changes the size of your body. Mm-hmm. Weight training changes the shape of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So running, what did you say?
Basically, I just did that to try to like knock off like a few pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But then now I've been going to like the gym or like trying to lift stuff. So that way it can change. What did you say? You said it changes the size and then the other one.
Shape.
Yeah.
So let's say my arm was like this
mm-hmm.
and then I did cardio. And then it was just kind of skinny fat. Then you lift the weights to get the muscles yeah. and the sculpting.
Isn't it crazy how all of this stuff is like mapped out for us and like certain things do certain things and other things help you like change the size. It's just crazy how our bodies work and how you can work them out to get the weight and the desire that you want. It's crazy how our bodies work. It's insane.
It's called health.
Exactly.
Like if you're healthy,
mm-hmm.
it shows in your skin. It shows in the way you walk. It shows in the way you talk. It doesn't, you don't age. It's like slows down the aging process. Everyone's looking to buy a quick fix or a cream or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're the cream. Like, that sounded weird, but yeah. I mean, like, get it together, man.
Yeah.
We got it all written out. Eat healthy, work out, get your sleep, drink water, and you're going to look great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Water is really important too, guys.
Very.
But okay. So do you ever have like a day off or like, do you work out every single day or do you allow yourself a day of rest?
I teach classes. I teach, 7 classes per week. I teach 2 on Monday. And then I take a total rest day for my body on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I teach Wednesday. I take a total rest day on my body for Thursday. I teach Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So to answer your question, yes. Because again, the cortisol, when you work out, you tear tiny muscle fibers. That's mm-hmm. what it is. There's micro tears. Okay. So that's why you get sore.
Yeah.
So the only way for it to repair Everything needs to break down before it can build up. Your heart, too, needs to break before it can get stronger, okay?
That was deep.
I know. So, the day of rest is the only way your muscle fiber has a chance to repair.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't need more days of rest. They need to just get their ass up. But yeah. Can I say ass?
No, yeah, you can.
Okay. But if you work out all the time, these people, they go crazy. You have to take days off. You have to.
Definitely. I like that. Okay, well, I want to get in to talk about Revenge Body for a while. You're a trainer on Revenge Body, which was so awesome, and I loved seeing the way that you transform people's lives. We actually have one of them here in the studio today. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. Where can everyone find you on social media?
Tiffany Morgan.
Okay, and you might take the mic down so people can hear you a little bit.
I didn't want to breathe into this. Yes. You know, in a Star Wars fashion.
So where can everyone find you? Yeah.
Mainly just Instagram, Tiffany Morgan, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
And so you guys work together now, right?
Yes, 3 weeks.
How did that come about? Just loved each other so much, you just couldn't get enough of each other?
Exactly right, basically. I mean, I worked in the television industry for years and publishing and all sorts of stuff and have been a producer. And Lacey is quite a business woman. Mm-hmm. She has so much going on and, you know, she has an incredible team around her already. But, you know, asked me to step in and help out with some stuff, so...
That's exciting.
Yeah, and like her and I had a similar story. I don't know if you saw Tiffany's episode, but she like had a very traumatizing divorce, mm-hmm. as did I. And like she just rose up. She like bought into everything that I said immediately, and she found her sparkle again. And, you know, she helped me find my sparkle again. Mm-hmm. Like, we helped each other. And I would watch, like, I would look at what she did, you know, on the face. She's an amazing writer. She's an incredibly hard worker and very, very smart. And I trust her 110%, which is, like, I've been looking for someone to help me my whole career. And I was like, you're interested? And she's like, I'm so interested.
Done.
And she was like, what you do... is like you want to have a job where you can help the world get better. That's what you do. And I want to do that. That's inspiring. And I was like, oh, that is what I do, isn't it? Oh, thank you for reminding me. But I just want to do what I do. And I want someone to be there that gets it and can like be me.
Yeah.
And that's her. Like, she's perfect. I'm so happy.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, my publicist, Jen, has been with me from the beginning.
Yes. Hello.
When I moved from New York to LA, I had to start over and no one gave two craps about me, like, at all. Like, aww. Like it was, I was very successful in New York. And she was the first person that believed in me when I moved here. So
I could see it in your eyes, Lacey.
I feel it coming.
That's full circle, awesome, full circle.
That's really cool. It's always really important to have a great team around you. And so
they
have
to be attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to be attractive.
She makes us attractive.
Like, very pretty hair. Prerequisite. Yes.
So you guys, obviously, you work for her, but like you're also able to take like the classes too, which is a lot of fun. So like, is it kind of hard sometimes to mix like your like professional relationship with like her being like, all right, come on, you need to pick it up?
No, I mean, she's really good at what she does. So she kind of knows how to talk each person through any situation. And we're just never late to her classes. So there's never a problem.
That's
you know.
Good. Are they late?
It's weirdly true. No, like we are like a family.
Yeah.
Like Jen's a little annoying. She's like my sister that annoys
me. I could say the same.
But I love her. I love her. Like we all like, I don't know. We're like a little fam.
That's
bam.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I love seeing you on Revenge Body. And obviously, there is a season 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think.
I think you might have heard of that. But we have a photo of you actually here from season 1, which I love. You're just like so determined and like bad.
That's my serious face.
I love that.
Thank you.
But anyway, so are you sworn to secrecy? Or are you allowed to tell us anything about season 2? Or?
Well, you have to tune in.
Okay.
You'll have to tune in.
Okay. Well,
Stay tuned.
And you've got a lot of exciting things coming up that you'll get to announce eventually. You just seem like you are so busy, like on your social media. I'm always following you. You're always doing an interview or you're doing a class, and it just seems like you are just, it's so inspiring and it's so cool, because a lot of people, they'll get into this and they'll just do it for themselves, but you are really here, and it seems like a part of your mission statement is to inspire and help other people, which is very selfless but very just amazing. So I applaud you for that.
You're like making me blush. I mean, I was talking to like Do we have a lot of time left?
I mean, yeah, we have a few minutes left.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to a fitness professional when I was in New York, and she was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I've been doing the same thing over and over again, and I'm getting a little burnt out. I think I'm going to change, but I don't think anyone's going to follow. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm in, like, a bit of a rut. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that happened to me when I moved to Los Angeles. Like, it was very – I had to start over, and it was scary. And I said, you know, what hits you real hard in your face when you have to make a huge transition in anything you do is, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is to be popular or be successful, it's not the right answer. It's the answer needs to be in fitness is to help people. Because if you help people, then it all comes back to you.
Definitely.
It does. And you have to believe that. And you have to work your ass off.
Yeah.
Every day, you know, and be what you say you want them to be.
Yeah.
You have to be healthy. You have to work hard. You have to be a good person. You have to be your best.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And we do have another photo here of you looking real awesome. Let's see. Oh. There it is.
Warrior that is mode. So,
like, I know.
Slay.
So awesome. Like, that's got to be fun, too, though, because you get to do a lot of great, awesome things, but you also get to do some really cool photo shoots. That,
yeah,
like, those you are the look best. Just like you just walked out of some like, movie.
I dare you to cross me.
Right? You're just, like, holding it like, yeah, I got this. But I do, before we wrap up, I want to talk about some of the classes that you currently offer. So mm-hmm. you offer boot camp, right? You do one-on-ones, and then you also do flywheel. So tell us about those.
Sure. I have a company, Lacey Stone Fitness, and I run intensive boot camps, mm-hmm. which incorporate eating well, flywheel classes, and heavy weight training, like heavy lifting, like legitimate athlete training. You can do two weeks of that. You can do a month, or you can do the 8-week program, which is the original program that I created. That's my thing. I don't really do one-on-one anymore, just mm-hmm. special circumstances, but I do have a team of trainers that work for me mm-hmm. that I work with that you can train like through Lacey Stone Fitness, if that's a thing, LA, if you're interested in doing that. And a big thing that Tiffany and I are working on is creating an online system so that you can participate live and in different ways, doing 8 weeks to change.
That's exciting.
That's what I'm very excited about that. And then of course, Flywheel is my home, where I started in Los Angeles. It is a cycling studio. It's the best cycling studio in the world. I'm biased. Yeah. And we're coming out with an in-home bicycle.
That is so cool. So, look at you go.
Yeah. No matter where you live, you can work out with me on a screen coming soon.
Wow. I'll be there. I will be there. That's so exciting. That's so cool.
That's such an old picture.
But it's such a great one.
Okay.
But thank you so much. And where can everyone find all of that information? Like, they can go to your website?
I'm most active on Instagram, so okay. They could go Lacey Stone Fitness on Instagram, as well as they can interact with me on my website, which is Lacey Stone Fitness.
And they can like find classes and be able to sign up through there.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again so much for joining me. Where can everyone find you again on social media?
It's Lacey Stone Fitness on Instagram and Lacey Stone Fit on Twitter. I'm going to keep going. And it's Lacey Stone Fitness on Facebook. Google me.
All right. And then again, where can everyone find you on social media, both of you?
Tiffany Morgan.
Oh, Jen Jimenez, 83.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We will take a few weeks break and then hopefully be back for season 3. We love you guys so much. Thanks again for joining us. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Here's Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.